We present Tony Hancock, Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes, and Kenneth Williams in
Hancock's Half Hour.
What a marvellous programme that Archer's is. Now, Walter Gabriel, he's a card, isn't he? Oh, ah, me old pal, me old beauty. Yes, he has me on the floor. Very lifelike. He gets very deep at times. Amongst all that rustic jollity and larking about, there lurks pearls of wisdom. What was that he said tonight? One sentence he came out with, he just threw it in, but I caught it. And I thought to myself at the time, I thought, that's very true.
What did he say?
He said, flowers is all right, he said, but it's taters as feed you. Well, I thought to myself, I thought, that's very true. He's dead right. I mean, he summed it right up there, you see. The whole sort of agricultural scene in a nutshell.
Well, I think he's a bit of a steamer myself.
You think he's a bit of a steamer? Well, of course you would. Whatever that may mean. A right townie you are. You know nothing about the country way of life. You think the countryside is a large town with no buildings in it. When you've seen a gathering of Somerset yokels like I have with their smocks and their pitchforks, jumping round a maypole singing songs about cider. Ah, what a sight, boy. Few white men have seen it, I tell you.
Don't take any notice of him. He's always the same after he's listened to the Archers. Don't worry, it always wears off halfway through radio newsreel. He gets carried away, poor thing.
You are no better than me. I've seen you coming out of the pictures after seeing Marilyn Monroe. I've seen you swinging your hips down the high street with your mouth half open trying to look sultry. So just don't you come the little boy who hasn't grown up stuff with me. Now, if you'll excuse me, I think I'll retire to bed.
Bed? It's only 7:05.
I know what the time is. It is essential that I get a very good night's sleep. I have to be up very early in the morning, 6:00, and I must be fresh and lively.
What he means is, this week his radio show finishes, and he's got to find alternative employment.
Yeah, blimey, but getting up at 6:00 in the morning.
Well, he's probably going to do a milk round.
I am not doing a milk round. I did that when my last series finished. I got the sack because they didn't agree with my American-style delivery methods.
What methods?
Used to cycle along the pavement and throw the bottles into the garden. True, my radio show finishes this week, but I'm going straight into another one.
Another radio show? Nobody told us about it.
This is just for me, mate. They only want the star. They don't want the riff-raff. I start work on it in the morning. They want me there early. That's why I've got to be alert and on my toes.
Yeah, but blimey, you don't have to go to bed at 7:00.
Early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy and wise.
When did you last go to bed, then?
Go on, that's it. Go on, have a go. You've never reckoned me, have you? Always looked upon me as a portly figure of fun. Well, let me tell you, my good woman, that the worm has turned, mate. Tomorrow will herald the beginning of a new career for me. That is why I'm going to bed early, so that I shall not let the BBC down. They stood by me, and I am going to stand by them. I'm going to be fresh and clear-headed so that I can give of my best. Besides, I've had a few late nights recently.
That's your fault. You didn't have to sit up every night looking for a Sputnik.
I can't help it if I'm a man of science.
Science. That's not what a woman across the road told the cops. Sitting up there with your telescope.
Well, be that as it may, it has left me very fatigued. Unless I get a good night's sleep, I shan't be fit for work in the morning. I would appreciate it if you didn't disturb me or make any noise. I shall be asleep the minute the spring's hit the floor. Don't wake me up when you come to bed, Sydney. Good night.
Good night.
Ah, dear, I'm tired than I thought. I really do need some sleep. Can't wait to slide under those army blankets and pull me raincoat over me. Ah, there she is. Bed, lovely bed. Oh, there's nothing like a nice top of bed when one's tired. Oh. Just do me exercises. Bend down, touch me, knees into bed. Ah, that'll do. See. Ah, yes, as the poet once had it. Bed, bed, where is thy spring? That's it. Here I come. That's what I like, a lot of give. If there was anybody laying under this bed, he's had it now. Oh. Ah. Oh, there's nothing like it. Oh, it's a pleasure to get off your feet onto your back. You can't whack a nice bit of the old... nice bit of the old kipperoo. Oh, man's best friend is his... Wait a minute, that couldn't have been me. I was talking. That wasn't me either. It's that heap on the bed. It's moving.
Hello, hello, Tub.
What are you doing up here?
I'm just having a nap.
A nap? You've been missing since Friday.
Well, I suppose I'd better get up then.
Well, that's up to you. We sold your clothes yesterday.
Well, if you're coming to bed, there's not much point in me getting up. I might as well stay here and wait till tomorrow.
Yes, all right, but don't disturb me. I'm tired and I'm going to sleep. Good night.
Good night. There was a wild colonial boy, Jack Duggan.
Do you have to?
I'm sorry. Sorry.
I was almost away then. Now, will you please go to sleep?
Right.
I've got to get up at 6 o'clock and I'm tired. It's very important I should get a good night's sleep so that I can start off... Stone me, he's away already. How does he do it? No imagination, that's what it is. Mine's a complete void. It's always harder to get to sleep if you're a man of intellect like me. Still, we've got him off. Should be a bit easier for me now. Oh, dear me. Hark at him. Hark at him driving him home there. I lie here with me red eyes staring at the ceiling. Oh, this is impossible. I can't get to sleep with all that noise going on. 10 o'clock and not a wink so far. Oi, wake up, wake up.
Hey, what's wrong?
Wake up.
What's the matter? You said you wanted me to go to sleep.
So I did. But you make more noise when you're asleep than you do when you're awake. Now, look, just lay there. Keep your eyes open. Don't go to sleep. Don't sing. Do not whistle and do not move about. Understand?
Right.
Not a sound.
Right. Good night, Tub.
Good night. Might be able to get off now. I'll give this pillow a right bashing for a start. Still got 8 hours in front of me. That should be enough. Oh, dear. Oh. Now what are you doing?
I'm eating an apple.
How can I go to sleep with you crunching away there like Henry VIII? Give me that apple. There, now you can have it in the morning.
No, it'll be brown in the morning.
I don't care if it goes Siamese pink. You are not eating it now. Look, Doug, if you find it so hard to lie there and do nothing, count something. Count sheep or something.
All right, then. Good night, Tub.
Good night.
One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven.
Not out loud. Count to yourself.
Oh, I thought it might help you to go to sleep. I thought we could both use the same lot of sheep.
Well, we can't. Count yourself. I don't want to hear a single sound.
All right. Good.
Good night.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Are you counting?
Yeah. Tub?
What?
What comes after seven?
Eight.
Oh, yeah. What comes after eight?
Now, look, I'm not going right through it with you. Forget the counting. Do something else. Think about something. Just don't make a noise. Good night.
Well, what shall I think about?
Think about anything. Think about your mother, about Australia, the farm.
That's a good idea.
Now, what's wrong?
It's I'm thinking about me mother. I haven't seen her for 10 years.
But you've had a letter from her. She's all right. The farm's still there. The sheep are still fit and the kangaroos are leaping around. Nothing to cry for. Please, William, turn it in and let me go to sleep. I'm not asking for much. It's gone 10. I have been here for 3 hours and I haven't had both eyes closed at the same time yet.
I'm sorry, Tub. I won't make another sound.
Good lad.
Well, good night, Tub.
Good night, William. Right, here we go. Dive, 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 dive.
Oh, boy.
Sleep, sleep, Morpheus, Morpheus, forsake me not. Oh, Mr. Sandman.
Bring me a dream. Make her complexion like peaches and cream. Oh! What was that for? I thought we were going to have a sing-song.
We are not going to have a sing-song. We are going to have a keeping quiet competition. Now, nuts down for the full house. Oh, this is terrible. Once more, and that'll be his last hoot. That's better. Not a sound. Peace and quiet at last.
Peace and quiet. Peace and quiet. Oh.
Good night, Grizzly.
Good night, Sydney.
See you in the morning.
Pleasant dreams.
And you. Sleep, Hancock. Hancock, you asleep, boy?
No, I'm curled up under the bedclothes with my eyes shut, reading. How can anybody get to sleep in this house?
Well, I won't have any trouble, son. Where's my coat hanger? Well, with burgundy. Figaro. On with the motley.
Yes, one quick chorus of None Shall Sleep and that's the opera's finished. Now please hurry up and get into bed and turn that light out.
I'm wondering whether to clean my teeth or not.
Well, of course, that's an opera in itself, that is. No, Sid, no more noise, please. Just get into bed, go to sleep and let's have it all quiet again.
I'm all right, Tub, aren't I? I'm not making a noise, am I?
No, Bill. You've been very good. You're a good lad.
Well, that's it. I'm ready for bed now. Lights out. Well, good night all.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh, well, here we go.
Oh.
Excuse me, has anyone got my curlers?
They're in your hair. You haven't taken them out since yesterday.
Oh, I don't mean those curlers. I mean the ones for the front bits.
We haven't seen your curlers. Roll it round your fingers and keep them there all night. Just go to bed, leave us alone, and let me get to sleep.
All right, then. Oh. Good night.
Oh. Good night.
Oh.
At last. Everybody in bed. Now we can get down to it.
Oh, I'm so tired. I could sleep through an earthquake. Well, good night, Elsie.
Good night, Bert. It's been a lovely evening.
Did you enjoy meeting the area manager? He's not a bad chap, is he?
Oh, no, but I liked him. He was nice.
Well, I'm so glad you was nice to him, because it might mean a leg up for me, you know. And we could do with the extra 15 shillings for you know what.
Oh, Bert!
Will you be coming tomorrow night to the 250cc Enthusiasts Annual Hill Climb?
Oh, yes, but I wouldn't miss that for the world.
Ah, good. Well, good night, Elsie.
Good night, Bert.
Bad little kiss.
Oh, no, Bert, it's getting light.
Oh, come on, my little
kiss. Oh, no, Bert, you mustn't stop it, Bert.
Oh, come on, no, give us a kiss.
No, Bert, now stop it, Bert.
Come on, you're only young one.
Oh, Bert, no! No!
Oi! Crying out loud, give it a kiss and hop it.
Go home, you rat bag, and take that bundle of old iron with you. Great idiot standing there. What does he look like? How can she get romantic with him? Black leggings, skid lid, gauntlets, goggles, and gumboots. Can't see his face for scarves. That's it. Go on. Come back here again, I'll sprinkle nails all over the road.
Hancock, do me a favour. Stop making so much noise and go to sleep.
Go to sleep with a junior TT taking place outside my front window?
Not a wink in 5 hours.
Well, go to sleep now. You've still got 6 hours.
I can't sleep. There's too much noise.
Well, take the glass dome off your mother's wedding cake and put that over your head. Do anything but get your nut down.
Don't you think I want it? Don't you think I'm trying? Sleep. That's all I ask for. Sleep.
All right.
Perhaps now. That clock is driving me balmy. Been lying here for 2 hours trying to ignore it. Gets louder every minute. Could hardly hear it at first, but now listen to it. Thumping away over there like Big Ben. Where is it? It wasn't here when I went to bed. Of course, it's Sid's wristwatch. Yes, it's the one he bought in Port Said for 3 and 9. There it is, on his chair. Glowing away there, mocking me it is. Deliberately keeping me awake. I can hear it. Tick tock, tick tock. Keep him awake. Tick tock, tick tock. Where's my army boot? I'll creep up on it. Softly now. Don't let him know you're coming. Quietly. One bash, that's all. One little bash. You luminous gargoyle grinning at me in the dark. Take that!
Hey. Hancock, what are you doing?
Keep away from me. I've still got the boot.
But what have you done?
I've killed the watch. I had to. It was driving me mad, so I hit it. It won't tick anymore. Oh, no. I'm free, don't you understand? Nobody will blame me. I had to kill it. It was self-defense.
Hey, Bill, he's bonkers.
Oh, dear.
Go on, boy. Go back to bed, son. You'll
right
be
off
all right.
There, didn't I?
You're just tired. Just a minute, funny things happen to the mind at night.
Strain.
Yeah, that you go to bed. Get some sleep. You'll be all right in the morning.
Thank you.
Just get some sleep.
Yes, sleep. That's what I need. Sleep. Must go to sleep. I've got to be clear-headed in the morning. My future depends on it. Sleep. That's all I need. Sleep.
That's it, boy. Now, here we are. Get yourself into bed.
Lovely bed.
Yes.
Sleep, 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 sleep. I'm going. I'm going. I'm sinking. I can feel it coming over me. Lovely sleep. I'm drowsy. Any minute now, I'm going. Going. Okay. What's that? What's that? What's that? Fire, fire. Woman and Hancock first. Man the lifeboat.
It's the phone.
What, at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Are you going to answer it?
No, let it ring.
Well, it might be urgent.
I'm not going downstairs. You go and answer it.
I'm not sure which end of talking to.
They'll hang up in a minute.
They haven't hung up yet.
So I hear.
It might be the BBC.
I never thought of that. The BBC, it's about my new programme. Where's my dressing gown? Hold me toe. Oh, all right, hang on, I'm coming. I'm hopping as fast as I can.
I mean, I'll have that phone brought up in the bedroom next week. I mean, it's ridiculous having to come all this way. Hello.
Hello, is that Dr. Riggins?
Oh! No, this is not Dr. Riggins. You've got the wrong number. Good night. What a daft time to get a wrong number.
Well, back to bed.
Ugh. Who was it?
A wrong number.
Oh, dear.
Hello.
Do you happen to know Dr. Higgins' phone number?
No, I do not know Dr. Higgins' phone number. I have never heard of Dr. Higgins. Good night.
I must find Dr. Riggins. You see, I can't get to sleep.
Good luck.
I say, perhaps you could suggest something for it.
God, dear me. Get knotted.
Well, if you think you'll do any good.
Why won't people let me sleep? Sleep, that's all I ask. I've got to have some sleep. Everybody else in the house is asleep except me. Oh, my eyes, I can't keep them open. Let's see, 2:30. With a bit of luck, I might get 3 hours sleep. But the bed's getting out now. Oh.
Mr. Hancock, there are burglars downstairs.
Huh? What? What's that?
Burglars! We're being burgled.
Are they finally worth pinching in this house? They deserve it.
But we might all be murdered in our beds.
Good. I might be able to get some sleep then.
Go downstairs and confront them.
But you're imagining things. There are no burglars in this house. Now, please let me go to sleep.
I heard them. I heard them moving about. You've got to go downstairs and capture them. Take this poker.
They don't need that. They've got tools of their own.
To hit them with.
I don't want to hit anybody. I just want to go to sleep.
You can't go to sleep. They might ransack the house. Come on, get up.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Where are they?
I don't know. I think I heard them in the dining room.
There's no one there now. Let's go back to bed.
No, no, they might be hidden somewhere.
Well, what do you want me to do about it?
Hide behind the hall stand. They're bound to come out sooner or later. Then you leap out on them and hit them with a poker.
But there's no one here.
There is, I tell
you. Don't start that again.
You stay here. I'll get the others.
Oh, all right.
Mr. Hancock. Mr. Hancock.
What?
Have you seen anybody yet?
No, I haven't. Where have you been? It's 5 o'clock. I've been hiding here for 2 hours. There's nobody here. I thought you were going to get the others.
I fell asleep.
What was it like?
I've been standing here in the freezing cold, staring in the dark, waiting to pounce on somebody, and there's nobody here.
There was somebody.
There wasn't.
Moving about. I also heard one of them calling his friends on the telephone.
Wait a minute. Did you say the telephone?
Yes.
When?
Just before I called you.
Just before?
That was me. I am the burglars.
You.
How dare you creep about the house using the telephone, waking everybody up. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Some people like to go to sleep at night.
Do you realize I went to bed at 7 o'clock last night? It is now 5:30 in the morning, and I have not had my eyes closed for longer than 2 seconds. And I have to be up in a quarter of an hour.
Well, there's not much point in going to bed now. You might just as well stay up. At least you won't be late.
Oh, you're right. You might as well get me breakfast.
You can get it yourself. I'm going back to bed.
What condition am I going to be in to do a radio program? I'm so tired. I'll never give a good performance like this. Oh, I might as well get dressed. I've got to be at broadcast in hours at 7:30.
Good morning, everybody. It's 7:30, and this is the BBC Home Service. We present a new program for the early morning risers. Keep Fit with Anthony. And here is your PT instructor, Anthony Hancock.
Good morning. And here's the first exercise for today. Just sit on the floor. Good. Now lay back until you are in a recumbent position. Roll over. That's it. Now, roll the carpet up and put it under your head. Fine. Right. Now, all together.
That was Hancock's Half Hour, starring Tony Hancock with Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes, and Kenneth Williams. Theme and incidental music composed and conducted by Wally Stott. The show written by Alan Simpson and Ray Galton. The program, which was recorded, was produced by Tom Ross.